me and my top students are not that smart. I just say that honestly, not to try to make fun of anybody, but you don't have to be great at math. You don't need to be, you know, in a fancy office. You can do this literally from anywhere in the world. I mean, thanks to technology, we're able to, you know, live the laptop lifestyle, which is what I call it, or you could just use your smartphone. But you do have to put in time into studying. It's not like some kind of get rich quick overnight scheme. I don't even trade every day. It's about waiting for the right setups to come to me. So even though I pretty much trade every day, you know, I've got a chat room, I send out the watch list. I think to myself, I don't have to trade. I think of myself as a retired trader, and I only come out of retirement when there's a play that's so good, I would feel guilty missing it. And I know that sounds like crazy. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you have mental problems, but trading can be very addictive. So, you know, you want to make money, but it's so easy with a few clicks of the button, you know, you're risking thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So you have to control that. And you have to realize that it's a very slippery slope.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today we have a special guest, Tim Sykes. And Tim's quite famous and he's been on the news everywhere. He started out trading penny stocks and he made his millions before he even turned 21. So way to go, Tim. And now is a self-made multi-millionaire trader. And he now teaches other people on how they can be successful as well. So welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's an amazing story to be that focused that you made money, became a millionaire before you even turned 21. How did that come about?
Well, it's a gift and a curse. If I had it to do all over again, I wouldn't have made so much so quickly because I also lost a third of it by being too cocky. But my parents gave me control of my bar mitzvah money. It was roughly $12,000 senior year of high school. I was a tennis player, but I got injured. So I could type, but I couldn't play tennis. I was already into college early admission. They gave me control thinking that I would lose it all and it would be a good lesson. But I got obsessed with, you know, really trading thousands of low price stocks and gradually building up to, you know, nearly 2 million before I graduated college. Now, you know, several years later, I'm over 6 million. But like I said, you know, along the way, I've had some losses. Now, rule number one for me is cut losses quickly. So I don't have any big losses. I have lots of little gains, averaging just $1,000 or $2,000 at a time. But as I teach my students, 2K a day keeps the real job away.
That sounds like a wonderful motto for you.
I mean, it's worked out pretty well. But, you know, I'm wrong roughly a third of the time on my trades. But my losses are small. So I lose like $100, lose $200, and then I make, you know, $1,000, $2,000. So my account is gradually going up as long as I stay disciplined. But most people are not disciplined. They let ego get in the way. They get stubborn. No one likes taking losses, but I've just gotten used to it.
So what does it have to be? What class is a penny stock? What dollar value per stock are we talking about?
Yeah, so stocks trading under $5 a share, very speculative companies. Actually, many of them are just outright scams, but I'm not investing in them in the long term. I don't believe their hype. I just ride the hype. So because they're so low priced, the stocks can double, triple, quadruple in a few hours or in a few days with the right news. So 2020 is actually my best trading year ever, conversely with what's going on in the world. But when there's, you know, a massive outbreak of a virus, a lot of the virus plays like potential vaccine makers, mask makers, hand sanitizer stocks have been going crazy. So for me, I trade whatever is hot, but I don't believe that the companies will actually make it because they never do.
So we're not looking at if they've got a good balance sheet or anything, obviously. So
they have the worst balance sheets. Like, you know, they have very little cash, but they put out press releases saying, hey, we just found a potential vaccine. Hey, we just found $1 billion worth of you know, gold down in Peru. And they're almost never telling the truth.
Really? And do they actually make something? Is that not important?
I mean, some of them, they make press releases. They get the word out. Like a lot of these companies, their product is the stock, right? So they're trying to sell the stock. They're trying to push their stock up so that then they can raise money. And then the executives can, you know, get paid, you know, exorbitant salaries while the company is in business, even though they don't really make anything. A lot of these companies try to make something, you know, for whatever reason, it's really tough, you know, as a small business just to succeed. I mean, most small businesses fail. So even if they are trying to make money or trying to make a product, any number of things goes wrong. And, you know, frankly, this is why a lot of these stocks are traded at like $1 a share. It's kind of like if you went to like the horse track and, you know, bet on horses and you're betting on like the 50-to-1 long shots. That's basically what penny stocks are. They're long shots to even make it.
Very interesting. And when you are trading penny stocks, is there any number that's too many to keep track of, the number of trades you got on at any one time?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's tens of thousands of stocks out there. So you have to really narrow it down. This is why I teach, you know, most people lose money, like 90% of traders lose, and it's because they're focused usually on the wrong stocks. So for me, I put out a watch list for my students of like 5 to 10 stocks every night, just to prepare them, you know, based on what's happening in the world. And those are the 5 to 10 stocks I focus on. I usually only take one position at a time. I'm so laser focused because, again, I can be wrong on any trade. I have a trouble like trying to keep track of multiple trades.
And is there any rule about how much what percentage of your capital that you're putting on any trade?
Yeah, because I know that I can lose on any trade. If you ever get too cocky and, you know, you're like, oh, I know this is going to go, you know, to the moon. No, you're too cocky. The market's going to humble you. So never go all in. Never use leverage where you can actually bet more than you have, which is what a lot of over-aggressive traders do. I usually never use more than like 10 or 20% of my total assets. So even if I'm totally wrong on this trade, me saying, look, I'm willing to cut losses quickly and I'm taking a small portion of my asset, you know, it's not as risky as you might think. I mean, penny stock trading, if you have no rules, if you don't cut losses quickly, if you go all in, if you believe these companies, I mean, that's why most traders lose. So I'm trying to teach, you know, traders rules that I learned the hard way over the past, you know, 2 decades.
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, that's how we learn, by our losses or mistakes. And yeah, and that's how we, hopefully we don't repeat them too often.
Yeah. I mean, I had a $500,000 loss once upon a time, and it was such a stupid mistake looking back, and I hated it. And I was so angry and depressed for several months, but now looking back, you know, it's been over a decade. I haven't had a big loss since like that, because I've learned from those losses. So even if you do have a loss, if someone listening has had losses or made mistakes, you have to learn from them. You can't block them out, pretend they didn't happen. You know, the worst mistake is making the same mistake again and again. So for me, I learned the lesson. It might have cost me $500,000, but now it's saved me millions over the years.
That's great that you've got a system that you're teaching people. Can anyone learn this? It's not restricted by age. You don't have to be young or smart or,
yeah, you know. No, definitely not smart. I mean, me and my top students are not that smart. I just say that honestly, not to try to make fun of anybody, but you don't have to be great at math. You don't need to be, you know, in a fancy office. You can do this literally from anywhere in the world. I mean, thanks to technology, we're able to, you know, live the laptop lifestyle, which is what I call it, or you could just use your smartphone. But you do have to put in time into studying. It's not like some kind of get rich quick overnight scheme. I don't even trade every day. It's about waiting for the right setups to come to me. So even though I pretty much trade every day, you know, I've got a chat room, I send out the watch list, I think to myself, I don't have to trade. I think of myself as a retired trader, and I only come out of retirement when there's a play that's so good, I would feel guilty missing it. And I know that sounds like crazy, like what's wrong with you? Like you have mental problems, but trading can be very addictive. So, you know, you want to make money, but it's so easy with a few clicks of the button, you know, you're risking thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So you have to control that. And you have to realize that it's a very slippery slope.
It's a good term, slippery slope.
It's not fun to actually fall down a slippery slope.
How closely are we watching? How long are you in a trade for? I mean, is this something you're watching by the day, by the hour, by the minute?
I'm watching it by the minute. I'm usually in the stock for a few hours, maybe a few days max. Every now and then I'm in a stock for just a few minutes. Like, if you know, I go in with a specific set of goals. Like, you know, if you know baseball, I say I aim for singles, not for home runs. So I try to make like 10, 20%. And sometimes these stocks are spiking 100%, 200%. So if I'm up 20% in a few minutes, I'm not saying, oh, I have to hold a day. I take the 20%. You know, I take lots of small gains. Like I say, 2K a day keeps a real job away. So if I hit my goals, I don't get greedy. Sometimes I underestimate a stock. Sometimes I overestimate it. It's not an exact science, but the key is trying to take like the meat of the move, which is, you know, for me, like 2K a day on average.
Right. And how do you protect yourself? Is there a way to do an auto protect in there that, or not? Or is it,
yeah,
you've got to watch?
Yeah. So it's called stop losses. I mean, you can use hard stops. So like, let's say you buy a stock at like $1.10 a share. And if it goes down to a dollar, you know, it automatically exits you. The problem with that is that the market makers who set the prices of these stocks see all the stop losses. So if, let's say the stock is trading at $1.10 and there's 500 people who have their stop losses at a dollar, the market maker might dump the stock specifically to a dollar to swipe out all of those people with stop losses and then put it right back at $1.10. So they're like taking your legs out from under you. So for me, I don't like hard stops because the market makers can see that. You know, if you're playing poker, that's like showing your hand. But for me, I'm disciplined enough to say, okay, if I'm in at $1.10, I'm not even going to wait for it to get to a dollar. I'd probably be out at like $1.05 because I know that many other people use hard stops and they use them at round numbers like a dollar. And that's usually what the market makers will take the stocks down to. So it's about recognizing that this is a battlefield and there are like booby traps everywhere. And, you know, hard stops are one of them.
So it sounds like it's not very ethical in there with these companies that are just in it to make some money without actually making products or services.
100%. Have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street? I mean, that's like penny stocks. So there's always going to be unethical companies. There's always going to be unethical market makers. Wall Street, finance, corporations, you know, business is pretty unethical, especially in the world of small business, because, you know, everyone's just trying to make it in their own separate way. So again, I'm a little overly cynical. I recognize that, but I say expect the worst out of everyone and you'll never be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get these media alerts? Where are they that you know what companies are being touted to be in the future?
Yeah. So, you know, again, every company has a great story. They'll all say that they found the cure for cancer. They found $1 billion worth of gold. For me, I don't care about what the company says as opposed to what the stock is doing. So, you know, every company just basically hypes themselves up. I'm used to that. For me, I'm always most focused on big percent gainers. So stocks that are already up 10, 20, 30, 40% on the day. You know, this is why I wake up early every morning and I look at these early movers. Because the beautiful thing with penny stocks is that even though they're up a lot in the morning, a lot of penny stock traders, most people with not a lot of money, they're not meticulous. They don't realize that it's a battlefield. So they see the news like late in the day and they're thinking, oh, this stock is up 100%. Let me just buy it. You know, it's like a lotto ticket. And they don't realize, you know, that people like me who are meticulous, you know, we're selling into them later in the day. They're latecomers. So I have a whole strategy where it's like early bird catches the worm. If there's news pre-market, like if any one of these companies does a deal with like Facebook or Apple or Amazon, like that really validates their technology, it's probably going to run all day. And so the sooner you buy into it, as more and more people start seeing it towards the end of the day, you can sell into them, or sometimes day two or day three. With penny stocks, the news doesn't travel very fast. If Apple or a big company announces big news, everyone sees it because all these different traders follow it. The financial media follows it. Penny stocks are very underfollowed. You don't have any really big traders. You know, I've made a few million dollars, but that's nothing on Wall Street. So I say this is like a little, my own little pond instead of like deep sea fishing. I have a lot of analogies, as you can see. So I focus on, you know, just finding news, finding stocks in play early. And then as other media, other investors, other traders pick up the news later on, then I can sell usually for a nice profit.
Right. So you're in early, you follow announcements wherever you may find them, and you get out you get out early as well.
That's it. Yeah. And I usually do exit too early. Like I take my 10, 20%, and then sometimes the stock spikes like 100%. But I've seen so many stocks that are up 10, 20%, and then they finish down on the day. So I just lock in my single, and then I don't worry about it.
Okay. So you started out with penny stocks. Have you progressed in other trading as well?
No, my growth is stunted with penny stocks. I have too much experience. And I think that, you know, just every other niche in finance is really competitive, right? Like Forex, commodities, you know, options, crypto. There's so many richer, smarter, better equipped traders than me or the average person at home. Penny stocks is kind of like the last frontier where, because most of these companies are very speculative or, you know, sketchy, they never really attract big money. And that always creates a lot of opportunity. And a lot of people at home now have, you know, $5,000, $10,000, whether it's stimulus checks or, you know, they're just at home because maybe like their job is kind of in flux right now. So I think this is a great strategy for people with small accounts. So every year, actually, I go back to my $12,000 starting amount and I try to grow it up and build it up. And you can see my screen and I do it trade by trade. I'm probably like the only multimillionaire trader who goes back to 12,000 every year. And people are like, you know, and then like in January, I'm celebrating. I'm like, made $100. And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? Like, did you lose everything? But I'm just trying to show the benefits of having a small account. Most people, you know, rip on people with small accounts, or they're just like, those people don't deserve my time. I think that a lot of people have small accounts, and sadly, too many people with small accounts are using big account strategies. Like, you know, someone might have $5,000 to their name and they're like fully diversified with like 30 positions. And I'm like, you're not a mutual fund. You don't need 30 positions with a few thousand dollars. What are you going to make? A few hundred dollars over the course of the year? It just doesn't really move the needle.
Okay. So how confident do you have to be in charting? How much do you need to know about charting?
Yeah. So most of my top students are better at charting and pattern recognition than they are about, you know, with math. My top student has turned $1,500 into $13 million now. He's made more than double what I've made in half the time. And he just knows patterns inside and out. So if there's anybody who knows video games or is good at like, you know, I don't know, any kind of game where there's patterns, that's what this is all about. Because for me, it's recognizing my favorite patterns, teaching my patterns to students, and students usually create their own favorite patterns too. It's based on like, you know, a lot about your personality. Like you might be able to tell them, I talk fast. I trade fast. Some of my students hold stocks for months. You know, like if you know that a company has a good technology and it's, you know, like the diamond in the haystack, like that's fantastic. But for me, I just can't hold for more than a day or two. I've just seen so much over the years. I don't trust them.
So you have to have a pretty good trading platform if you're doing this all the time. Daily.
Yeah. I mean, I use E-Trade, Interactive Brokers. Robinhood has become popular lately. You need a platform, but I mean, again, none of them are really going to be great for penny stocks. Like no one really likes penny stocks except me.
Right. So what do we need to get started? How do you help people get started?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to learn the rules of the game. Like what I'm saying sounds crazy to most people because they're used to investing in good companies. Like they want profits, you know, they want like, what is the value of the company? And I'm like, no, throw all of that out. So I have 3,000 free blog posts on timothysykes.com. I have 1,500 free videos on my YouTube channel. If you just type in Timothy Sykes on YouTube, you'll see me explain the rules of the game.
Okay. And how do you work with people? And how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So I've got like a chat room. We've got like 1,000 traders in the chat room every day. And I'm posting my trades. You can see my screen. I'm posting commentary. People are asking me questions. And the cool thing is I now have 6 millionaire students. They help me teach too. So we have a great little community where it's not just about money. It's people learning, you know, the rules of how this works. And it's not an exact science. So you have to kind of adapt with the markets.
And are you just trading in the US markets?
Yeah, I'm only trading in the U.S. markets, but I've heard, you know, these patterns work in other markets too, because I mean, there's small companies that are hyping themselves up everywhere in multiple countries. I just personally haven't had time. I'm a little overwhelmed as it is.
Oh, well, thanks very much. It's been really interesting hearing your story, and your excitement is catching. It's great that you are able to do what you love.
That 100% is the key. I love teaching. I love helping people. I donate actually all of my training profits to charity these days. My charity has built 70 schools so far, but my goal is to build 1,000 plus. So I'm merging my love of education for teaching and then building schools. And I think that everyone should focus on whatever it is that they love. It's not just about how much money you make. If you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life.
Thank you. It's marvelous. Congratulations. What you're doing is going to benefit so many more people. So
thank you. It's a start. I'm ambitious. I want to teach more people and I want to build more schools. But thank you, you know, for having me on, and hopefully, you know, I can help some people who might have gotten scammed by some of these really unethical companies, and I could just teach them to be a little more cautious.
A scam is the word we hear quite often these days, unfortunately.
There's a lot of them. And but I mean, there's always going to be scams. There's always going to be tiny companies. There's always going to be unethical people. The best defense is education, knowing what a scam looks like, knowing what the red flags look like. And then you can prepare and you can just say, okay, I see what's going on here. And it's actually pretty amazing once you dig into it. You know, this isn't rocket science. You just have to really be cynical. And I've been doing this 20 plus years, so it's made me into a cynic.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing the benefits of being a cynic.
That's it. It helps. Thank you again.
Thanks very much. You've been listening to Tim Sykes on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with Ed Nelson. Thank you.
Cheers.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.